This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Well, it didn't come up at last night's conversation about energy issues, but before the campaign is over, odds are decent you'll be hearing about A123. It's an electric car battery company that took government grants and this week declared bankruptcy. Marketplace's Eve Tro looks at the thinking behind this kind of green tech investment.
Seth Fletcher has a book about electric car batteries called Bottled Lightning. He told me a little story about A123, the company that went bankrupt. A few years ago, it lost a bid to make lithium-ion batteries for GM. GM went with an Asian battery maker instead.
It was a safer bet. You know, the big players in Japan and Korea, they have a 20 or 30-year head start, and they got that head start with government support.
Asian governments are heavily invested in electric car battery companies. But Fletcher says a lot of that technology was invented in America.
We ceded the advantage that we perhaps could have had there.
By putting billions of stimulus money into green tech, the White House has aimed to gain back some of that ground. Sam Jaffe at IDC Energy Insights says that's mostly worked. Sure, A123 got hundreds of millions in government grants, and now it's bankrupt. But it also
created jobs, and a new technology was enhanced.
Plus, it already has a new owner that will keep making batteries and hiring people. Hardly, Jaffe says, a waste of government money. I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.